Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fort Wainwright-based teams successfully rescued people from the wilderness in two separate incidents this past weekend. According to Alaska State Trooper reports, 77-year-old Neil McCoy of Eagle River used a sat phone to call for help from the Healy Lake area Sunday, saying he was possibly experiencing a stroke or seizure. The Alaska Rescue Coordination Center contacted the U.S. Army Alaska, which responded with a helicopter out of Fort Wainwright and airlifted McCoy to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. In the second incident, also on Sunday, troopers say they received a report from the Manly Hot Springs area that 35-year-old Christopher Morse had struck himself in the leg with an axe. They say Morse was at a remote cabin site approximately 31 miles southwest of Manly, and a tourniquet had been applied to slow his bleeding. A helicopter team out of Fort Wainwright again responded and transported Morse to the hospital in Fairbanks. The number of positive COVID-19 cases in 10 Northwest Arctic Borough Village communities has dropped to the point that the regional school district there will allow students to attend classes in person 2 days a week. But Northwest Arctic Borough School District Superintendent Terry Walker tells KOTZ classes in Kotzebue will continue to be conducted remotely.
So Kotzebue can have up to 4 cases, positive cases, in a 2-week period. And we have not been able to get it down to 4 cases.
Walker says the district is following state guidelines for assessing COVID-19 risk. While students in Northwest Arctic Borough Villages have been permitted to attend in-person classes a couple of days a week, the school district has canceled fall sports for all of that borough's students. I'm Dan Bross.